York, TFW Mobile.
TFW, this is N2SWJ. Morning, Ken.
Scott, how's your day going this morning?
Not going great, but it's going.
I'm doing better today than I was yesterday, man. Yesterday, halfway to work, my radio quit. I don't know, just lost power for some reason. I guess bad connection.
You are not receiving bad, but you're awfully staticky today.
Same way. And so I think it's maybe something with the repeater and the rain.
I was wondering if I lost you. Maybe I was in a hole. I was traveling through Woodruff Road there on the interstate, so maybe the bridges and stuff.
Spot right there around the 385 Woodruff Road you can't get the repeater from there. It's either Roper Mountain or Paris Mountain's in the way.
Then, now.
Yesterday when I lost power, the main unit's up underneath my seat, so it's not like I can get to it right down the road.
Yes, my main unit's under the seat, so if something like that happens, I'm out of luck. All day today?
Wife was saying only in the morning, but I don't know. When I looked yesterday, they said 70% chance of rain today, but I'm not sure what it's supposed to do. I know it ain't raining over here right now.
Here at Pelham, but it was raining in TR just a few minutes ago. Well, sometimes I drive Uber early in the mornings, and I was driving around doing some Uber. About the antennas and the radios and stuff for people. Hey, you in the government?
Because people can't recognize the difference in antennas. An antenna is an antenna, right?
They think I'm law enforcement posing as an Uber driver.
One time I was out on the interstate and a truck passed me and he beeped at me and that, and then I heard him calling out on a... 5-2, and then he recognized the antenna. Yeah, I got my call sign on the truck on the back glass, and nobody's ever called me riding down the road. And that, this one, I don't have the call sign on, and he recognized it.
I'm getting one of those amateur radio plates, so I'll have my call sign on my plate, and I'm interested to see if when I'm driving around, if anybody recognizes it and calls me out.
A few of those around town, and some of them are call signs that I don't recognize.
A fancy call sign, I might as well show it off. No, I'm a nerd and proud of it.
This is that, KN4TFW.
BJ.
This was the call sign they gave me, so I just keep it.
I could not spit out my old call sign. I struggled, and so I tried to find something that I could spit out easier.
Matt, you'll find over on the HF bands, they almost always use the phonetic alphabet, whereas over here you just use the regular alphabet.
I'm more on the HF and therefore trying to make your calls longer and stuff.
I didn't understand the question.
Aren't you scanning more on the HF band so you try to make your CQs and stuff longer so that people have a chance to pick you up as they're scanning through the dials?
And sometimes it's just so you can understand, but a lot of times, especially if there's a contest, there's, 20 people trying to, contact him at the same time. And so you need to, pronounce it. I do it a little bit slower on that so that they can, you know, pick me out of a pileup.
Makes sense.
100 watts, you know, and they're running, you know, 500 or 600. Sometimes they're a little bit louder, so it's, you know, it's hard to bust up the pileup. But if you'll listen to the operator, you can usually hear, you know, is he picking up the first person he calls in, or is he picking up the last person, or, you know, sometimes you just got to listen a little bit first before you call out to him. I heard I was just turning, because I don't have a waterfall, so I was just tuning through the dial, and I heard somebody tuning up, and so I just parked right there, and the very first time he called out, I called him back.
That's cool. I got a 60-foot infed, and I'm going to put it out in the trees this weekend and try something.
You're on that. You don't want to do while you're doing HF, and a lot of people do it, and it just drives other operators crazy, is tuning up on the frequency that you're wanting to use, or the one the operator's calling on. You know, I usually turn a little bit away and then tune up and then come back to it, and it'll be close enough tuned for it.
I don't want to be one of those annoying people.
Operator, call out, stop tuning on the frequency. A couple of frequencies on a couple of bands at certain times of the day you probably want to stay clear of. It's going to be more like CB.
I just pulled up at the house. Give me a second. Let me switch over to the home rig.
And 4 TFW, standing by.
We're ZLE Mobile with a Wifey headed to work. Good morning, everybody.
Anthony, good morning, Miss Angela. Sorry about yesterday. I lost power to my radio, and it's underneath the seat, so I couldn't get it fixed riding down the road. But we're back going now.
Sounds good, too. Got a good strong signal over this way.
When we first started out this morning, the repeater was terrible, but it appears to be getting better.
Yeah, I'm picking up good and clear over this way. We're just now getting on 85 from exit 11. Just got a good signal down here.
WJ.
We're in here with Anthony and Angela.
How are y'all?
4ZLE. Doing okay. Headed to work. It's finally our Friday. It's been a long work week in that emergency room. But after today, we'll be off for a few days, finally.
I need you guys.
I don't have to go back until next Wednesday. Then she goes back next Thursday. So
very long Friday.
Not going to miss it for a few days for sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't miss it either.
That place is getting rougher and rougher every doggone day. Crazy. We already know it's going to be a rough day because it was rough last night when we left, and I'm sure it was continued through the night, and it'll be even more so during the day today.
What can I do with that full moon?
People say that, but I think people just, I think it just now it just stays this way, whether a full moon or not. KQ4 from ZLE.
Uber driver, I can tell you. I believe wholeheartedly there's truth to that full moon thing.
Some too. I'm a retired paramedic, retired firefighter for almost 25 years. Yeah, it definitely has something to do with it.
The night person, I wouldn't be able to do that late night Uber driving. It's like, man, when the chickens shut her down, I'm ready to go to bed.
Been during the day and there's no traffic, so, but my thing is I have problems sleeping, so I'm up 2-3 in the morning every day just wide awake, so I do it because, you know, what else do you do? Earn money or sit around the house and do nothing.
Look at HRO and buy radio stuff.
I worked 24 on 48 off shift for over 20 years of my career. So, yeah, it took me a long time to readjust from not doing that schedule.
Do my 2 years of nights down there at Fabrical in Piedmont. Yeah, I didn't like it.
Just left EMS and came to the hospital. I went to strictly night shift. I mean, it wasn't too bad. It wasn't as crazy as it is now, but it just seemed like over the past, I don't know, a couple of years, especially with the population explosion for this area, it's just gotten crazier and crazier. You just never know anymore. Nonstop.
Let me go faster.
Sometimes.
No.
That's when you're so busy, you don't pay attention to the clock, but sometimes, man, it's just like yesterday. It just seemed like it would just never get quitting down.
The rain was decent here not long ago up here at the 66.
North of exit 19, it's starting to sprinkle here some. If anybody coming southbound about the, about the 17, 18 mile marker southbound, they're doing more construction and traffic slowed up pretty good.
We're down that way very much. We run down there to exit 14 once in a while. The one stepson lives down there.
Yeah, we live in between exit 4 and exit 11. We're probably closer to exit 4, but by the time you come through, it's just easier to get off at exit 11. Are you originally from, like, Anderson, Piedmont area?
I grew up in, well, Dad moved here when I first started high school in 78, and we were up here in Taylor's.
That's right. I seem like I remember you saying that now. Y'all originally from, like, New Jersey, right?
I was born there till I was, we lived there till I was about, 12, moved to Ohio till I was 14, moved here when I was 14, and I left here when I was 18 out of high school and that, because there wasn't nothing here back then, and I didn't come back until the mid-90s.
Let me say that now, because I've got family in New Jersey and Ohio, all of that, Ohio, West Virginia, Pennsylvania area. But I've got family in around Atlantic City, Millville, Cape May, Fortescue area of New Jersey.
Down around Atlantic City, a place called Red Banks, but I don't remember it too much. I was really, really young. When I was old enough to remember, we were in the playing fields.
I've been up in through that area, but it's been a long time since I've been back up that way. Yeah, my dad's people, like I said, originally from West Virginia, and mother's people from Sevierville, Tennessee, Maggie Valley, North Carolina area.
My grandfather and my uncle used to drive the public transportation buses up in, like, Newark and up in that area.
I got you. KQ4, ZLE for ID. But yeah, I got family out west, all over the doggone place.
Yeah, I moved. Well, we tried to move back here, but then I ended up settling in Georgia for a little bit. My first wife was from Colorado, so we moved out there for a couple of years before she passed away. KN4 TFW.
And how that is. I moved down to South Carolina, southern part of Greenville County, around the Princeton area. There were Lawrence and Anderson County and Greenville County all come together. And grew up there as a kid, then ended up moving out here in town with Fairplay area when I got married, remarried.
I'm not real familiar with that area too much.
And then back down that way in several years myself there, and then out here it's growing up pretty crazy too.
My brother lives down there. My address is built, but he's off of Lickville Road 25. And then my son just lives on that next road over. I think it's Scott.
Oh, yeah, I remember the conversation now. Sorry, I'm about half asleep this morning. But yeah, I remember you telling me that now. But yeah, I'm pretty familiar with all that little area down in there.
Not too long until you go back down in there. You won't recognize that it grows up so fast. I really hate it.
Probably won't recognize it now because, like I said, it's been several years since I've been able to ride back through there. But yeah, every dog on where it's doing that, unfortunately.
These people moving in, they ruined the area where they were living, so they decided to come down here and mess it up for us, too.
Poor ZLE. Yeah, that's what gets me, is they move away from the high taxes and the unconstitutional laws, and then they want to come here and vote for the same doggone thing, we live out in the country, so we can make all kind of noise we want without bothering anybody. And then they come here complaining about the noise. I'm like, you know, we live out in the country for a reason to keep bothering people. Then you come here, then we'll change everything.
How the saying goes, but it's like if you come down here because you didn't like it there, so stop making here like there.
They're right.
Oscar 4, Delta, Zulu, Sierra. Just had a comment and wanted to say hey.
Name over here is Kent, Kilo Echo, November.
Yeah, and just want to let you know, I live out that way too. I live in Pendleton. And I just happened, well, I'm in Malden now. I had to pick something up at the office, but I'm getting ready to head to Lauren.
Good morning, Scott. It's Anthony over this way. Yeah, we're in Temple Fairplay area, so headed to work up towards Greenville this morning.
I drive this morning. I just came up, just got off at exit 46, and our office is up here in Malden. Like I said, I got a project going on down in Lawrence, so I got to head down there. I've been driving through exactly what you were talking to. I don't usually go this way. I usually go from the house, and I take, you know, get off at exit 32 there, and then 25 and then pick up 76, usually how I go. Yeah, I worked part-time with Lawrence County EMS for a little while. All down along that rural area. Meeting my EMS fire jobs through the years. I just wanted to jump in and say hey, and I've been lurking for a while, and I lurk a lot of mornings when people are on. I just wanted to jump in and say hey. But it's going to have to be quick because I got to run in the office and get to Lawrence before I got to beat a crew there. So, y'all have a great day. Thanks for letting me jump in. And this is KO4DZS, and I'll say 73 to y'all. And again, the name is Scott. Y'all have a good day.
73, Scott. Good to meet you. And jump in anytime. Usually here from at least 5:30 to quarter after 6 every weekday. KN4TFW.
Time, Scott. Jump on in. This is KQ4ZLE. Be safe out there. Talk to you later.
75.
Close to the 32 now. Some traffic starting to pack up just a little bit.
Pull this past me.
Behind you, trying to pull you over. You good?
Pulls me over. There's going to be something to run because I'm usually 5 or 6 under.
Get out a 67 Z28 Camaro, factory original 302 and all that good stuff. Matter of fact, it's on Highway 25 where it happened at. He pulled me over one morning, and I'm like, I mean, I looked down, wasn't speeding. He pulled me over. He's like, dude, he said, I'm sorry, man. He said, I've seen this car go up down the road a few times. He said, I just wanted to look at it. I'm like, man, I'm on the way to work. He's like, I'm sorry, I just wanted to look at the car. I mean, it was cool as it could be. So I let him look it over real quick, and I went on my way.
Man, I've only been stopped like 3 times in my whole life. One time, I was out in Texas. I could see him sitting on the side with another car stopped way, way up there and that, you know, and I got over and that, and then he blue-lighted me for 60 and a 55, gave me a warning. I was in a 68 model Rambler. Then I got stopped about 2 o'clock in the morning in Joplin, Missouri. Where you going? And that. All right, slow down. Then I got pulled out in Colorado because I had South Carolina tags and probably couldn't run them.
Over a couple times, and it was usually a highway patrolman that I knew. I got lucky. But I got pulled over one time in Virginia with South Carolina plates. We was headed up to New Jersey to see family. And kind of, I guess kind of the same thing. We was going up I-95. I was guessing, you know, it's a major drug route, and they pulled me over the same thing.
Lack of people for him to pull over out here on 85 on any day.